Blackstone Audio presents In the Shadow of the Glacier by Vicki Delaney. To the C&F Friday Gang, Mary O'Brien, Helen Brown, and Jan Toms, your loving enthusiasm has made me strong. Chapter 1. People were of two minds about Reginald, call me Reg, Montgomery. They either hated him or thought he was the best thing to happen to this town in years. He never spoke when a shout would do, and never shouted when a bellow would do even better. Slighter men had been heard to complain that a slap on the back from Reg could send them head first across the room. And as for the women, most of them had learned to take a step backward out of hugging range at Reg's approach. His suits were too loud, his face red and dotted with beads of sweat regardless of the temperature, and his handshake too strong. But he made a point of shopping at the local stores, rather than the Walmart in Nelson, eating out regularly, usually at family-owned restaurants, and tipping well. Ellie, his wife, had her hair done at Maggie's Salon on Front Street, bought her clothes from Joni's Ladies' Wear, and contributed generously in time as well as money to the hospital and the seniors' center. Reg and Ellie had only been in town for a few months, but in that time he had managed to make a few friends and a good number of enemies, and, apparently, one person who hated him enough to kill him. Constable Molly Smith had eaten curried tofu for supper. In retrospect, that was a mistake. Spicy bile rose into her throat, and she swallowed heavily.